As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
The University of Nevada in Reno looks pretty good for its age. You can trace the university's origins to 1862. That year, a congressman from Vermont, Justin Morrill, introduced the Land-Grant College Act. The goal was to enhance higher education in the United States. But Morrill and his fellow Republicans also wanted to expand knowledge in certain areas. So they came up with a deal. Each state would get 30,000 acres of public land per member of Congress. In that case, even the smallest state, like Nevada, would receive 90,000 acres. The bill passed, and President Abraham Lincoln signed it. The state could use the land or sell it to create a land-grant college without excluding other scientific and classical studies, including military tactics, to teach such branches of learning as are related to agriculture and the mechanic arts. The first state to go along with this plan was Iowa, which expanded an existing school into what today is known as Iowa State University. The first totally new college was Kansas State. The land-grant colleges and universities concentrated on teaching technology and new techniques in farming. Technology also included mining, and by 1873, the year of the Big Bonanza in Virginia City, Nevada, Nevada's governor was Lewis R. Bradley, a rancho from Elko. Bradley and the legislature decided to take advantage of the Morrill Act and create an institution for Nevada. The mechanical art it would focus on would be mining. On October 12, 1874, the University Preparatory School opened in Elko with 7 students. They had a bell that rang to notify them it was time for class. The bell was later moved to Reno, along with the school, which had been renamed Nevada State University in 1881. Classes began in 1886 in Morrill Hall, now the oldest building on the UNR campus, with 35 students. Enrollment wouldn't pass 1,000 until 1936, when Nevada's population was about 100,000. By then, it had become the University of Nevada. In the early years, it was a smaller campus with fewer faculty and students, but it had its share of legendary figures. Its first new faculty member and librarian in Reno was Hannah Clapp, who founded Nevada's first private school. Joseph Stubbs was president for 20 years and started extension work in rural areas and pushed for more high schools to train future university students. James Church taught classics and fine arts, but he became a pioneer in snow science during his association with the university, which spanned more than 60 years. James Scougam taught engineering and became a dean, which must have been great training for him to serve later as governor, congressman, and senator, the only Nevadan ever to hold all 3 offices. One of the first history professors, Ann Martin, later made history as a woman suffragist and United States Senate candidate. Walter Clark served as president for 20 years, and later his son joined the faculty. Walter Van Tilburg Clark wrote The Oxbow Incident and the finest novel of Reno, The City of Trembling Leaves, in addition to editing the diaries of Alf Doten, a Comstock journalist. His grandson, Jim Santini, later served in Congress for 4 terms as Nevada's lone member. There's a lot more to the history of the University of Nevada, Reno. Sports has been crucial to that history. The university's football team, then known as the Sagebrushers, started playing in 1896. Touchdown! 3 people associated with the football program are in the College Football Hall of Fame. Buck Shaw, who coached with several teams. Frank Hawkins, a running back raised in Las Vegas, who went on to an NFL career with the Oakland Raiders. And Chris Ault, a longtime coach and athletic director. One player is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Marion Motley. who started on offense and defense at Nevada in the 1940s and then for the Cleveland Browns, and one of the first two African Americans to play in professional football. Alt's legendary 2010 team, featuring quarterback Colin Kaepernick, went 13-1 and won the school's first game ever against a top 10 team, Boise State. Some of the university's star athletes have included Nate Burleson, now a host on CBS Mornings and the NFL Today, and the legendary golfer, Patty Sheehan. UNR has had important leaders, and sometimes they were controversial. In the early 1950s, President Minard Stout forced the firing of several tenured faculty members, including the resignation of their most famous professor, Walter Van Tilburg Clark. After Stout left, Charles Armstrong calmed things down. He got the Getchell Library built and helped start the University of Nevada Press, whose first director was a reporter, writer, and university staffer, Robert Laxalt, the author of Sweet Promised Land and a shelf of novels and stories about Basque culture. N. Ed Miller succeeded Armstrong and led the school through the protest of the late 1960s. He was so willing to listen to students that there was a campus demonstration in his honor. The longest tenured president was Joe Crowley, a political scientist who served for 22 years. That gave him time to make a lot of important changes, including creating a foundation for fundraising, making the medical school statewide, and founding the Reynolds School of Journalism. The new student union would be named for him, and he would be a major figure in higher education nationally as well. Today, the school is part of the Nevada system of higher education. In 1951, the University of Nevada Southern Regional Division opened at Las Vegas High School, and today it's the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The system also includes Nevada State University in Henderson, state and community colleges, and the Desert Research Institute. The current president is Brian Sandoval, who is a former UNR graduate, and he has promoted dual enrollment, a merger with Sierra Nevada University, and an affiliation with the Gwynn Center think tank, named after former Governor Kenny Gwynn. I am an alum of the university as well, and a proud one. My college years did a lot to shape me. I ran for student body president, and my campaign advisors told me it would be helpful to my campaign if I took a Kappa Alpha Theta pledge to the Comstock Stomp Dance. I ended up with Bonnie Fairchild, and that led to 57 years of marriage and 3 children. When it comes to the University of Nevada in Reno, I have a lot to be thankful for. On its 150th birthday, so do we all. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.